It's a collaboration project with myself and Judy, and we've created this real-time world, virtual world, which has an installation element to it.
So what does that mean to me, Judy, walking into it?
So you're going to be immersed in this chaos and colour and lights bouncing around and voice and sound and music, and it's like walking into another kind of world, if you like. And the world that's been built digitally also mirrors the gallery space. So we use the plans of the gallery space to mimic in the digital world. And there's figures and there's characters and they're dancing and they're talking. Things are banging into each other and it's kind of chaotic, but then every now and then there's a restful moment. And there's three projections, four wall projections, and then the far wall, there's a fall of mirror, this beautiful mirror product that we found, which is like a very thin vinyl that they use in the film industry to reflect light. And that mirror wall is then repeated again into the digital world. So you're slipping in between this real world and the digital world. And then as the viewer, the projectors are quite low. And as you walk past the projection of light, you become part of the world as well. So your shadow becomes in the digital world. So it's all this idea of a kind of another universe in which you're mirrored in.
So you're travelling the visitor into another world. How did you decide to do that initially?
I mean, we're makers and we just improvise and work with materials and ideas and put them together. So it's a combination of understanding our sort of different practices and ways of working with sculptural materials and then applying that into a digital world. Very much exploring the medium as we go along, really.
In terms of the media that are in it, we must have about 15 by my count. And there's also the digital aspect. So what role does the artificial intelligence have in dictating the experience that the individual has?
Our use of it is very crude compared to what they probably use in those big Google algorithms that learn things about people. But we're using artificial intelligence in a way to allow the characters or the avatars to navigate through this world that we've created, and also they talk and they decide what to say.
Are they on loops, or is that happening independently? Does the algorithm kind of have agency?
Yeah, it definitely has agency, and it's in the sense that it's all happening in real time, and they decide what they want to say and where they move. And what's projected in the space as well is also decided by the AI as well. So it's a way of removing the artist's hand from making decisions. And that's quite a nice thing that a lot of artists work with, especially around chance and allowing things to happen through material means or through what we call materiality, I guess.
And did you design that AI yourselves?
It was a big learning curve. Diving deep into using this gaming engine called Unity, and it's an incredible tool, and you can just develop the AI elements in that engine, that gaming engine.
Judy, was it useful for you to give up that agency of choice?
Oh yeah, it's very much embedded, I think, in my practice as well, is letting these elements of, I guess, chance and change and embracing those moments. And well, sometimes they're called failures, but we sort of embrace the failures and or the glitch. So for example, a lot of the figures, their feet don't touch the ground, and you know, we really like that idea, and suddenly a foot might cross over another foot and it disappears, or so there's all these mistakes that we just allow to happen in that world. This first had an outing at Two Rooms where we had one projection, and from that we have been able, through the support of the Christchurch Art Gallery, expand it into three projections, and that's been...
It's quite a lot more, eh?
Super exciting for us, yes. It's really been exciting, and to have the support of, you know, designers and installers and, you know, people climbing up and down scissor lifts has been a real treat, you know, because we're used to being very hands-on. So it's been really great to actually fully realise this project, and And we've got things like flaming LEDs in the space, and there's all this reference to flames. And
what's a flaming LED?
Something that you might see at the kebab shop when you go in, one of those signs. So I got some of them made. So the idea came from, originally we were talking about ideas of protest in particular. You know, it was that time where there was a lot of action on the streets and a lot of imagery in the media, and I was seeing figures with masks and flames, and it was quite powerful imagery. And so we sort of started taking these icons and putting them into this work. I mean, it's much more lighter than that, but, you know, we've got smoke, we've got rain, we've got all these elements, we've got weather, we've got eggs, we've got...
Eggs, I'm going to stop you there. Yeah. How are eggs involved?
We've got large, hard-boiled eggs running around with legs.
That's yeah. pretty funny.
There's some hilarious moments, I tell you. There's some crack-up moments. They're like comedians, eh? We've got very fond of them, you know.
Because they do have their own personalities, don't they? I mean, it's all been programmed at some point, but the actual iteration of events isn't programmed.
Absolutely not. No, they are playing. I remember we showed it at Two Rooms in a group. Students came from Whitecliffs, and one of the students said, she sort of got it. She went, "Oh my God, you mean I could look at this thing forever and it would never be the same?" And it's like, yeah, that's what it's like. It's never going to be the same again. It's not looped. This is a regenerating world that keeps generating. It's like a living organism. And as soon as you get that jaw drop moment, it's like, oh my God, this is like a parallel universe in a sense.
It's such a strange thing to feel like you have agency as well as the artwork.
Yeah, and I mean, even the fact of how the viewer can be part of the work just simply through shadows was quite a nice thing.
And I can imagine kids going in there and being, you know, completely engaged with their movements in the space, so they actually are, they'll be in that digital world, you know, and interact with the characters maybe. So that's sort of what we're hoping the outcome, yeah.
I don't want to pigeonhole you as a sculptor, Judy, but was this an amazing experience to kind of work in so many different media?
Well, because I had no idea about the digital realm, I'm completely, you know, I'm a maker. I'm an analog maker. So to work with Sean in this digital world of which he embraces, and I had no idea what you couldn't do. You know, so it was like you throw stuff in. How about they do this or how about they do that? And Sean will go, okay, we could try that.
It's immensely complicated, Judy, but we'll have a go.
Yeah, exactly, because I had no idea what could or couldn't be done. So there was sort of a freedom in that as well. And I think that's where we've both found the space, you know, where we can make this work. And there's a shared, you know, sense of humour, and there's a few gags in there. And, yeah, it's just been a kind of, for me, it's been a joyous experience to work in this world, and it's been great.
We should talk about the music as well, because that's a large part of it. How did you go about choosing what that music would be?
We played, you know, so Judy sent me a sort of playlist of songs, and then I got the AI to learn or listen to those songs basically and learn and then create its own lyrics, so based on the
words that were in the songs.
Yeah, that's hilarious. The songs are just out there.
So is that musical? That's an incredible idea. Is that is that musical as well, or is that just the words?
It's more the words, yeah.
And are they set to any music?
Yeah, the music is a sort of interpretation of the original songs.
Right.
Yeah.
So and is that an interpretation made by the artificial intelligence?
Yes. So it's mimicking, really. We use the term mimic a lot in art world, so it's not a straight representation of something, but it's mimicking something.